supplication on Wednesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate, praise belongs to Allah who appointed the night to be a garment, and sleep for a rest, and day he appointed for a rising. To thee belongs praise, for thou roused me from my sleep. And hadst thou willed, thou wouldst have made it everlasting, an everlasting praise that will never be cut off, and whose number the creatures will never count. O Allah, to thee belongs praise, for thou created, then proportioned, and ordained, and decreed, and gave death, and bestowed life, and made sick, and healed, and made well, and afflicted, and sat upon the throne, and encompassed the kingdom. I supplicate thee with the supplication of one whose mediation is weak, whose stratagems have been cut off, whose term has drawn near, whose expectation from this world has shrunk, whose neediness for thy mercy has intensified, whose remorse for his neglect has become great, whose slips and stumbles have become many, and whose repentance is devoted sincerely to thy face. So bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and his household, the good, the pure, and provide me with the intercessions of Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, and deprive me not of his companionship. Surely thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, decree for me on Wednesday four things. Induce me to be strong in obedience to thee, to be joyful in worshipping thee, to be desirous of thy reward, and to abstain from that which would make incumbent upon me thy painful punishment. Thou art gentle to whom thou wilt.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio.
Oh Ramadan, oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are, welcome Ramadan. Oh Ramadan, oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are, welcome Ramadan. Ramadan, 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 Ramadan.
Today, Tuesday, is the 24th of Ramadan, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 6th of Ordibehesht, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 26th of April, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's listen to the Holy Quran, verses 29 to 32 of chapter Ar-Rahman.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Yas'aluhu man في السماوات والأرض كل يوم هو في شأن.
Whoever is within the heavens and earth asks him. Every day he is bringing about a matter.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.
So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny?
سَنَفْرُغُ لَكُمْ أَيُّهَا الثَّقَلَانِ.
We will attend to you, O prominent beings.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.
So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny?
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
مَا لَنَا رَبٌّ سِوَى.
All the preceding blessed verses so far treat to different material and immaterial blessings, but the blessed verse 31 is saying that we shall shortly attend to your records. O jinn and men, God Almighty shall precisely attend to the records of all the deeds, words, and intentions of the jinn and men, and reward and chastisements proportionate to their words, deeds, and intentions shall be apportioned to them. It is also worthy of note that since jinn and men are superior to other creatures and possess intellect, free choice, and distinction, they are being referred to as al-thaghalan. Ramadan, month of du'as. This month is the best for prayer for appearance of Imam Zaman, Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him. May Allah hasten his reappearance. Especially its nights, because it's the month of invocations. Hence, traditions have ordered for the same, and thus the significance of reciting du'a iftitah have been underlined in the nights of this month. Do not neglect this supplication, for indeed, it's a noble and comprehensive prayer, encompassing the needs of both this world as well as the hereafter. Imam Reza, peace be upon him, said, "Good deeds are accepted in the month of Ramadan, and the sins are forgiven. One who recites one verse of the Book of Allah in the month of Ramadan will get the reward of reciting a whole Quran in other months." Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin-nasta'in. The culture of awaiting the global savior in the month of Ramadan. And this is the topic of our discussion right now. It's indicated that in all religious disciplines and in all religions, in all regions in the world, whether Abrahamic regions or non-Abrahamic regions, we find that everybody believes in the world, in the global, in the coming and in the emergence of the global savior. This global savior, which has been mentioned in almost all the divine religions, has found expression in Islam in the personality of the 12th infallible Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. As we know, this global savior, I mean, Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, has long been born in Samarra in Iraq. And Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam has long been in his state of first, I mean, short occultation and then greater occultation. Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam is still in his state of greater or longer occultation. However, in this connection, it must be indicated that what may be the relationship between the month Ramadan and waiting for the coming of the global savior. We find that in the month Ramadan, as it's the spring of expressing our servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through discharging our religious duties, it's indicated that the best type of results that we find is receiving the religious rewards for our enduring eating and drinking and abstaining from otherworldly pleasures, otherworldly and human pleasures. However, we find that in this connection, the sixth infallible Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam indicated that the angels, the divine angels that come down to the infallible Imam every month on the eve of Qadr, they continue to do this in the time of occultation. And this is a sound proof for the existence of an infallible Imam. Had there not been any infallible Imam in this world, and in our case now, the 12th infallible Imam, Al-Mahdi alayhi salam, is present, to whom the divine angels would come down every year on the eve of decree on Laylatul Qadr. Because of this, we find that since the divine angels come down to the infallible Imam on the eve of decree, it's our duty to appeal to him, that is to Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, for our being delivered from all kinds of pressures and agonies and problems. We hope to appreciate this unique opportunity. Thank you.
Ramadan, month of the Quran, sent by Ar-Rahman, mercy to mankind.
Ramadan, month of the Quran, sent by Ar-Rahman, mercy to mankind. Ramadan, month of the Quran, sent by Ar-Rahman, mercy to mankind.
Praying for an early reappearance of Hazrat Hujjah, Imam al-Mahdi, peace be upon him, is a kind of rendering help to him. From the aspect that we are encouraged to help the believers, and helping the Imam is the best form of help. There is a special dua for this month quoted from the fourth Imam, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, and his son, Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam, which begins as follows. O Allah, this is the month of Ramadan. I ask you to help the vicegerent of Muhammad and the successor of Muhammad and the one who will establish justice from the successors of Muhammad. Your blessings be upon him and them. Bestow your help to them. This tradition proves that praying for the important matter of hastening the reappearance is emphasized on all the times and occasions, just as the month of Ramadan is more emphasized than other months. It is so because it is the best time for acceptance of supplications and gaining the best rewards. And also the angels come down and the doors of mercy and success are thrown open. The awaited Imam Mahdi, peace be upon him. Dear brothers and sisters, this is today's special by IRIB English Radio. Humanity's great plight at the present time is a lack of justice. Oppressive systems have brought pressure on humanity and deprived people of their natural rights. Today, this is showing itself more seriously than ever. People ask for and await the reappearance of the promised Imam Mahdi to resolve these. Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, will reappear to liberate people from humiliation. He will reappear to save human community and to save the future of human beings. The reappearance of a savior who establishes justice is the historic promise of all divine religions and even non-divine religions to mankind. This promise is based on the truth that the historic confrontation between truth and falsehood will end to the advantage of the advocates of truth thanks to the reappearance of the promised Mahdi.
It is only through the remembrance of Allah that our hearts will be at peace. Our hearts will be rest assured. So give your heart, give your soul what it needs. Give your soul what it's craving for, what it's yearning for. Just like your stomach is yearning for food, your soul is yearning for that bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your soul is yearning for that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it might not be easy, but your soul needs it. Just as your body needs the food, your soul needs it. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Amir al-Mu'mineen, he used to, when during the time of his official khilafah, he used to exhaust himself every day. Every day he used to exhaust himself. During the day, he's working, taking care of people, taking care of the needs of the people, judging between people. And at night, he's spending the whole night in ibadah and worship. So his companions, they come to him, they tell him, "Oh, our Imam, oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, you're going to exhaust yourself. You need to take rest, either sleep during the day or sleep during the night so that you can rest." What does Amir al-Mu'mineen reply? He says, "If I sleep during the day, ضَيَّعْتُ رَعِيَّتِي, I will lose my people who I have to take care of. And if I sleep at night, ضَيَّعْتُ نَفْسِي, if I sleep at night, then I will not be able to nourish my soul and nourish myself." So we have to take advantage of the month of Ramadan.
That was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Please keep us in your prayers and du'as. And there is nothing else, just fi amanillah.
القرآن ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن
Food for thought.
dear listeners, and let us reflect on a gem of an advice from Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, hailed by his cousin and father-in-law, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, as the gateway to the city of knowledge. All containers are reduced in capacity by what is placed in them, except a container of knowledge, which expands.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith and narration which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding the congregational prayer. As you know, we're in the month of Ramadan, and the month of Ramadan is a month of ibadat. It's the month of the worship of Allah. And one of the acts of worship which is highly recommended in Islam is the prayer. You know, and to be more specific, the congregational prayers, the Salatul Jama'at, praying in congregation. You know, this is the month of Ramadan, the month where we go to the center a lot, go to the mosque a lot. You know, it's a place, it's a time where we frequent the mosque more than we do in other days. So let's all try to make it to the mosque on time for prayers so we can, benefit from the rewards of the congregational prayers. And, you know, it's very important to remember that if we live in a place where the mosque is close to us, and the center is close to us, and we can make it to that jama'at on time, you know, there's nothing preventing us from doing so. If we don't, right, this is considered very bad in Islam. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the following regarding a group of people who used to delay from praying in congregation in the mosque, praying instead in their own houses. A people who neglect to pray in the mosque almost become deserving of having firewood piled at their doors and set alight so that their houses burn down on them. Right? So there's no excuse if we live close to the mosque and we can make it to congregation, we should try to do so. In another tradition, it's been narrated that the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "He who prays all five prayers in congregation, you must only believe to be good." We should keep good opinion about such a person. Right? Nothing but good can stem from such a person. You know, usually people like this are old people. You know, people who have retired from their jobs, people who have no longer have anything to do. We usually consider people who make it to the mosque on every prayer to people who are, you know, have nothing to do in their lives. You know, God forbid, we don't want to use such a word. People who are really losers, don't have any kind of purpose in life. Well, they go to the mosque all the time. They're always in prayer and congregation, right? But this is a misconception that we should really try to erase from, you know, in society. You know, in a lot of places, like for example, the holy city of Qom, you know, the tradesmen, the businessmen who are religious and who are pious, you know, they close their shops for the congregation. They go take part in the congregational prayers and they come back. A lot of times, this is something that maybe a lot of our listeners might not even believe, but a lot of them even leave the doors of their shops open, leave all of their goods open. If they're fruit sellers, their fruits are out in the open. They go and they pray and they come back, trusting in Allah. Inshallah, this is something we should try to adopt, all of us, wherever we are. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the congregational prayers in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم
Respected brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to the Let's Read and Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Thank you so much for joining us. May inshallah Allah Almighty grant everyone a blazing, healthy and long life, inshallah. So I really say that to all of you, may Allah accept all your prayers, your du'as. Inshallah, Allah Almighty grant us all with the reward of Jannah, inshallah. All right?
Yeah.
So, Brother Minhal Hussain, salam alaikum. Mahdi al Hussainan, salam.
Salam.
How are you? Are good. You good?
Yes, I'm good.
How much good?
Good. Nope.
Too much good?
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
How about Muhammad Hadi? Sayyid Muhammad Hadi. Are you good?
Naqabi. Yes, I'm good.
Okay, the answer of how are you is not Naqabi. Good. How about Muhammad Yahya?
Sayyid
Muhammad Yahya.
I'm good, thanks.
So, thank you so much for joining us. Inshallah, today we are going to continue our lessons also and trying to learn some new rules, some new tips on how to read and recite the Holy Quran. So, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Okay. Look at the first ayah. Wa'idh. نجيناكم من آل فرعون يسومونكم سوء العذاب يذبحون أبناءكم ويستحيون نساءكم وفي ذلكم بلاء من ربكم عظيم Look at the Hamza at the bottom of Alif. Wa'idh. So, Alif is here what?
Sir.
Silent. Because the letter we pronounce is the letter Hamza, not the Alif.
Yes, but here is not.
No, the Alif is silent, but the Hamza is not silent.
Sir, no. We don't
it
have Hamza harakah. Here.
Yeah.
Wa'idh.
That's why we say is.
No. Hey, look.
No, we don't have any Hamza.
Sir, we don't have any Hamza.
Are you sure? At the bottom of Alif.
Yeah, no, sir, see.
Oh, okay, maybe that Quran doesn't have. I mean, it's another style of writing, okay? It's not Usman Taha. So, but in Usman Taha, it's clear.
That's this.
The difference between Usman Taha and other versions of the Quran Kareem, I mean version by writing style, okay?
Yeah, we don't have 100 versions.
Okay, so...
I don't update.
In Usman Taha, the Hamza with Kasra is written at the bottom of the Alif. Okay, or at the bottom of Ya with Kasra. So this is Wa'idh with Kasra Hamza. So it's at the bottom of Alif. Min Ali, Al, that's Hamza, which is clear, okay? It's not on the top of Alif, Waw, or Ya. So it's clear. You don't need any silent letter here, okay? Hadi? Min Ali Fir'auna. So in this ayah, we didn't have any example for waw and ya. Let's go to the next ayahs. Inshallah, we'll find one. وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرَ فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ وَأَغْرَقْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ Do we have an example?
No.
Oh, let's go to the next. وَإِذْ وَاعَدْنَا مُوسَى أَرْبَعِينَ لَيْلَةً ثُمَّ اتَّخَذْتُمُ الْعِجْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَأَنْتُمْ ظَالِمُونَ
مُوسَى وَإِذْ أَنْ أَخَذْتُمُ الْعِجْلَ
ثُمَّ اتَّخَذْتُمُ الْعِجْلَ
ثُمَّ اتَّخَذْتُمُ الْعِجْلَ
Where?
Don't say Musi.
Yes.
Musa. Which one? ثُمَّ اتَّخَذْتُمُ الْعِجْلَ Which one?
Alif.
Alif.
No,
it don't have.
No, it doesn't have.
Yeah, there are
Can
just
you use
two.
My glasses?
Yeah, there are just two. Musa and
Iv. So, Musa, okay? Wa'idh wa'adna Musa. It's yeah. Mahdi says, I will
read Musi. It's Musa. Yeah,
yeah. Mahdi, do not read it, Musi.
But I didn't even talk.
Really?
Yes, I wasn't talking.
Oh, so it means I just kind of understood. Like you were talking. Okay, it's my problem.
Okay, let me see what you got to Musa.
So Musa, it's not pronounced Musi. We have a letter ya, but that's silent. It's written but not pronounced because this is the seat or chair for Mr. Hamza. So whenever you see the dagger alif on the top of waw or ya, remember that this is
we don't have on waw.
Yes,
on ya, on ya, Musa, on ya.
Yeah, but waw not.
You see a dagger alif. So the name of this ya with dagger alif was
Musa.
No, not Musa. No. Ya, no.
The name of this ya with
alef
that dagger alif was Musa.
No, alif.
So the name of ya, the name of waw with dagger alif is Min Ahl Hussein then.
Alif yai.
Alif al maqsura.
Alif yai.
Alif al maqsura.
Alif yai. Three types of alif we had.
Alif al maqsura.
Alif maqsura. Alif.
And the complete alif or the full alif.
Or punched in the face alif.
Yeah, mashallah. Okay. So Musa is not pronounced Musi.
Musi.
Musa.
Sir.
Okay. So. No, we are talking about, hey, remember, we are talking about the first case. The first case was the seat or chair for Hamza. This is not for Hamza.
Yeah, it's not for Hamza.
This is the second case.
Yes.
The so, second, but what is not
the second case is this. This is the second case. The second case is when it becomes the seat or chair for Alif Maddi.
Just for, yeah.
Alif
this
Maddi?
This is the second case. This yeah. Not Alif, yeah, it's Alif
Musa
Maddi.
Alif Maddi.
Yes.
Okay. So, go to the next ayah. Go and find one.
So,
can you find? Aha. Uh-huh. I found one. Go to the next ayah. Ayah 54. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ يَا قَوْمِ إِنَّكُمْ ظَلَمْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ بِاتِّخَاذِكُمُ الْعِجْلَ فَتُوبُوا إِلَى
بَارِئِكُمْ
إِلَى
بَارِئِكُمْ
إِكُمْ. What is there?
Hamza.
Hamza with ye.
Ah, Hamza
without
with
any dot.
Without
Hamza
any dot.
That.
Okay.
قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
So did you see? Mahdi, did you see it? فتوبوا إلى بارئكم من هل حسين. Did you see it? بارئكم. This is a ya. There is a ya with a hamza.
Hamza want to get up. Yeah, he eat the dust.
And it has a kasra, right?
Yes.
Okay, so it means this is not pronounced بارئكم. Muhammad Hadi, do not recite this way. فتوبوا إلى بارئكم.
Okay.
بارئكم.
It means they're innocent. Like, you're innocent guy. Something like that.
Did you get it?
Yes.
فَتُوبُوا إِلَى بَارِئِكُمْ. So, ya is the seat or chair for Hamza.
Hamza.
So, it is, in this case, it is silent. But it's written, but not pronounced, Hadi. But not pronounced. Hadi is not, no, I'm not talking about Hadi, I mean this year. This year is not pronounced. So, let's go to another example. فَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ عِنْدَ
عِنْدَ what?
عِنْدَ بَارِي
إِكُمْ
إِكُمْ, again the same example.
Yeah.
So, the same case goes with this. So, فَتَابَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. No example?
Yeah.
Oh, let's go to the next ayah. وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى لَن نُؤْمِنَ
نُؤْمِنَ حَتَّى نَرَى
نَرَى اللَّهَ
جَهْرًا.
So the example, where is the example?
Musa, ya Musa, nu'min salaka hatta nara.
Hatta?
Not nara, sir, not nara.
No. Get back. Wa'idh qultum ya Musa.
Wa'idh.
Nu'mina.
Sorry, say.
Yeah, we say.
No.
Here.
No.
Nu'mina. Okay. I will recite the next time. Check it out. Listen up if I get it wrong. وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى نَرَى اللَّهَ
نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ
yes. Waw is the seat or chair for the letter Hamza, so it will be pronounced as Hamza, not Waw. Yes, Muhammad Yahya?
Yes.
Say Muhammad Yahya. So, Alhamdulillah. Four examples I think we've got here now. Yes?
No.
But four, three, first three.
But for first one, that we are, it's one.
Yeah. So, let's go to the next ayahs. If we see any more example, then we'll go to the next cases, inshallah. فَأَخَذَتْكُمُ الصَّاعِقَةُ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَاكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَوْتِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ.
So we don't have.
We don't have.
No, we have one.
وَظَلَّلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْغَمَامَ وَأَنْزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى كُلُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ وَمَا ظَلَمُونَا وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. No more example.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the next one. Aha, there is one more example. If you can find it, I will recite. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا ادْخُلُوا هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةَ
فَكُلُوا.
The next page. Page 9. Surah Baqarah. Surah Baqarah. Ayah 58.
Next after this page is a
ready?
Page 10.
Yeah, of course. After 9, it is 10, I think.
But we'll skip 10. We'll read 11, okay?
Listen up.
وَإِذْ
قُلْنَا ادْخُلُوا هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةَ فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمْ رَغَدًا.
Sir, it's شِئْتُمْ.
Yeah, if it was yeah, if we would pronounce this yeah, it would become فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمْ رَغَدًا. But that would be wrong.
Yeah,
minha. Shitum. So, what is the seat?
It's ya. It is the dot and stand up.
Ah, that's great.
So, also small.
It is pronounced Mahdi as
shitum.
The letter Hamza. So let's go. وَادْخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا وَقُولُوا حِطَّةٌ نَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ خَطَايَاكُمْ وَسَنَزِيدُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Let's go find one more example, then we'll go to the next ones, okay? Can you find another one? Mm-hmm.
For what? Can we?
For wow or yeah, which are written.
دخلوا.
I found one.
Oh, sir, yeah.
Ala.
Fata, Yukum.
What?
Yukum.
Where?
Yakum.
Okay. Which ayah?
The first
ayah?
Yeah.
Hata yakum. That's ya. That's ya.
I say to you.
Do you recite it khataakum? It doesn't have any hamza. Oh, go to the next ayah. Ayah 61. Mahdi, ayah 61. وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى لَن نَصْبِرَ عَلَىٰ طَعَامٍ وَاحِدٍ فَادْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُخْرِجْ لَنَا مِمَّا تُنْبِتُ الْأَرْضُ مِنْ بَقْلِهَا وَقِثَّائِهَا.
There are three.
Okay.
No, three.
So, Manhalusen, did you find the example?
Four.
وَقِثَّا.
Looking for one.
Yes, that's one.
وَقِثَّائِهَا.
Hamza.
Ayah 61, second line. وَقِثَّائِهَا. So, what is the letter? There's the letter Hamza, but what is the seat? It's at the bottom of the letter ya. You do not say min banqulha wa qithaiha wa qithaiha. Alhamdulillah. So, thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network, students of Sevier International Schools Network and the teacher. Thanks so much for joining us. Inshallah, we will be back with the next cases of silent letters.
Let's recite the Quran.
a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Murarisi here with another special edition of this program, The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition and during this sacred and holy month of Ramadan, we'll try to talk about some parts of supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. And we'll be bringing you the commentary on some parts of this supplication. We'll be back again after you listen to some parts of this dua, so stay with us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ilahi لو قرنتني بالأصفاد ومنعتني سيبك من بين الأشهاد ودللت على فضائحي عيون العباد وأمرت بي إلى النار وحلت بيني وبين الأبرار ما قطعت رجائي منك وما صرفت تأميلي للعفو عنك ولا خرج حبك من قلبي أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي وسترك علي في دار الدنيا.
Dear listeners, we were talking about the concept of hub and love of Allah in our supplications, specifically in this part of supplication of Abu Hamza. In this regard, Imam alayhi salam says, لا خرج حبك من قلبي. These events would not take away your love from my heart. Imam starts saying, إِلَهِ لَوْ قَرَنْتَنِي بِالْأَصْفَادِ وَمَنَعْتَنِي سَيْبَكَ مِنْ بَيْنِ الْأَشْهَادِ وَدَلَلْتَ عَلَى فَضَائِهِ عُيُونَ الْعِبَادِ وَأَمَرْتَ بِي إِلَى النَّارِ وَحُلْتَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ الْأَبْرَارِ مَا قَتَعْتُ رَجَائِي مِنْكَ. Imam says, Oh Allah, if you tied me with chains, if you cut me off from your stream of bounties in the eyes of people, and if the people were all witness to see how I am exposed to disgrace, and if you ordered me to proceed to hell, and if you set up a barrier between me and the pious ones, even then I would not cease to have hope. Even then I would not stop from expecting your pardon, and this would not take away your love from my heart. لا خرج حبك من قلبي. That is why we can infer that this kind of love, this intimacy with Allah, this is from another nature. This is different from all other kinds of love we've ever heard of.
Ramadan, 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 Ramadan.
The ocean of dua.
We've been discussing this concept of love for a couple of programs now. And in the last episode specifically, we mentioned that love is never dissociated from action. And that is why we can say and claim that sometimes love compensates the deficiency of the deeds. This is what also the supplications suggest. That is why elsewhere in this Abu Hamza Thumali supplication, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam says, "My recognition, O my master, is that which guides me to you, and my love is my intercessor to you, and I trust my evidence since you have guided me to it, and I am comfortable with my intercessor since you will accept it." You may remember in the previous episode, we said that some traditions suggest that true recognition is nothing but love. Ma'rifa is hub. So, accordingly, one whose evidence to Allah is ma'rifa shall never be misguided, shall never be misled. And he whose intercessor with Allah is hub shall never fail to reach the proximity of Allah. Brothers and sisters, let us have a look at other words of the Ahlul Bayt in this regard. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says elsewhere, "O Allah, you are indeed aware that though my obedience to you has not been persistent in practice, but it has endured in love and determination." Brothers and sisters, what do you understand from these words? Assume these words are in fact a subtle indication to the fact that one's obedience and ta'ah to Allah may at times fall short of the desired standard, because we're all human beings. We're not infallible, we're not complete. And as a result, it might not be possible for some human beings to rely upon their obediences of Allah. But that in which the lovers and muhabbin never entertain doubt is their certainty, is their yaqeen in that they do love Allah, the Exalted. It is their determination on moving on the path of love and obedience. We said earlier that the one who has experienced the love of Allah within himself would never doubt in this fact. Because it is possible that a servant may show negligence in obeying Allah practically, as sometimes he may embark on something which is disliked by Allah. But that which is not imaginable, even while he is indulged in the wrongdoing, is his dislike for Allah's obedience and his love for sinning. In short, let me tell you this. The bodily parts may sometimes fall into sins. They may sometimes slip. But what is certain is that nothing other than the love of Allah, the love of obeying Allah, enters the heart of the righteous ones and those salihin. And that's why Imam Zainul Abidin says, لا خرج حبك من قلبي, because if the love of Allah is not present in the heart of someone, then he cannot control, he cannot understand why these hardships and difficulties may happen to him. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode of the program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you through all my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Covenants based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the third sermon, where Imam Ali alayhi salam explains the wisdom behind his leadership and the type of governance he tried to establish when he was in power. And we said previously that when it came to towards Imam Ali alayhi salam's caliphate, by now especially the third caliph during his time, the type of justice that was observed at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not observed. And this can be seen in the books of history. Until the people themselves, they did an uprising and they killed Uthman.